Well, the sale of the iconic S. Kidman and Co. pastoral empire must surely become a litmus test of how far we are prepared to go in allowing foreign ownership of Australian farmland. There are now two major Chinese companies bidding to become the largest owner of farmland in Australia. The Pengjin Group is a Chinese real estate and agricultural conglomerate. It already had its hat in the ring to buy the massive 103,000 square kilometre, 11 million hectare chain of Kidman properties. Now, an outfit called Don Link's Grain and Oil Company, one of China's largest vegetable oil producers, has also entered the race and will make a formal bid on October 27. The Kidman Empire, as I've told you many times, is equivalent to the combined land area of Ireland and Wales. It's Australia's third largest cattle owner after the Australian Agricultural Company and the Consolidated Pastoral Company, the former Kerry Packer Empire. Now, Pengjin, I might add, is also bidding to buy the Australian Agricultural Company, which is also, as I said, for sale. The combined land holdings of the Australian Agricultural Company and Kidman would constitute more than 1% of the Australian continent. In other words, a foreign outfit could soon become Australia's largest single land owner. Now, meanwhile, Kidman and Co. posted a $50 million net profit for the year ended June 30. It's a viable outfit. Can't someone, where are the superannuation funds? Where are the Australian investors? Can't someone see the extraordinary value that this agricultural opportunity represents? It's gone on for too long. Surely the Kidman land holdings must remain in Australian ownership.